You may be seated. I'm going to say it anyway. That was my dad's favorite song. And then the kids up here singing. Not going to be able to get through this message. Yeah, it reminds me also when, can't even think, organ player, your piano teacher,
Carol.
When Carol passed, Grace got up here and sang for her. All right.
I had a song like that.
You did. Oh, okay, it wasn't supposed to start like this. Yeah. We do have victory in Jesus. Just listen to those words. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. When I hear these words, I have a hard time believing them. Because it's a big deal. We can just pause a minute and think that Jesus was seeking me, and Jesus was seeking you. While we're out running around, being busy, he's seeking us. In our scripture today, it says, "For God so loved the world, and every person in the world, that he gave his only son, and Jesus is his name, that whosoever believes in him, that is, believes in his redeeming blood, shall not perish, but have eternal life." How about that for a promise? What an awesome God we serve. The title of the message today is The Blood of Jesus. And here's the story why. God gives you these stories and kind of puts them together. You just sit in front of paper for 10 hours and get something here. So in the last couple months, I've talked to three people. Well, more than three people. But I talked to three people about God and prayer and ended up talking about the religions around the world and stuff. And the one question that comes up often is do you think that religions, that all the other religions pray to the same God as we do? And their answers were leaned towards yes. Well, that bothered me because I know that's not right. And I didn't have the answer or wasn't able to explain, have the right words to say to put that in perspective so that they would understand where I was coming from. I stumbled over my words and I felt a loss for words. And then finally the answer came. It was Jesus. The answer is Jesus. So I said that Jesus dying on the cross is what saves us. So I was able to use Jesus' name in those conversations. But I still wanted to know why the people I talked to thought that. And I'm going to pause right here for a second. So I was asked to do the message, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or something, a month ago. And then with these conversations, you know, it leads me to think, and you think through things like this, and it's like, why is this, and so on and so on. And then I kind of used these conversations with these people to put together a message that I was asked to do. So that's kind of the timing thing. That's how this, it's kind of how I do it anyway. I listen to people. So on with the study and preparation for my message today. I knew the Bible talked about being deceived. Mark 13 says, Jesus said unto them, "Watch out, that no one deceive you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and they will deceive many." And Matthew 14, "But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." And there are other passages as well. I also knew that there's an ecumenical movement around the world that wants to unite all religions into a one world religion. And this is also in the Bible, and this would be another sermon completely. The idea is to have no more religious conflict and religious wars. Our governments try all the time to come up with how can we have no conflict and no war? And this is one of their ideas, that if everyone has the same religion, there would be no fighting. But if you do that, then we all have to pray the same God. And if you do have a one world religion, then you have this, then you have the same God everyone prays to, right? Let's say it a different way. Let's say one of the religions around the world has a Bible that says that they worship the God of Abraham, as do we. But they do not believe that Jesus is God's son, or Jesus was a prophet only. These beliefs are not okay for the Christian believers. For our God is a triune God, the Trinity, three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But still only one God we pray to. For example, we pray, "Help us, Lord, to know the truth. In Jesus' name we pray." For as Christian believers, we as Christian believers must not be a part of or accept anything but God the Father, Jesus his Son, and the Holy Spirit, all sitting on the one and only throne in heaven. Note. I wrote big note with explanation after it. This does not mean that we separate ourselves from those who believe differently. Just the opposite. We are to know the truth in our hearts, and let our light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Okay, but the title is the blood of Jesus. In John 14, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In John 17, it's part of our scripture, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save the world through him." Both of these scriptures tell us to believe in Jesus. So let's believe in Jesus with all our hearts and our souls and our minds. But we don't stop there. We also believe in what Jesus did. Jesus did a lot of things. But the one thing that he did changed the whole world. You see, Jesus died for you, and he died for me, and he died for every human being on this earth that's ever lived. He voluntarily shed his blood on a cross so you and I could have eternal life. So you see, it's the blood of Jesus that saves us from condemnation. So here's the warning. If you're praying to a God to save you from condemnation, and at the same time not believing in the blood of Jesus, you're in big trouble. Here it is in verse 18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. Why? Here it is. Because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Hear these words. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Amen. With that, we are going to stand and sing Nothing But the Blood.